So we'll discuss Rosh Hashanah Shachol B'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we were discussing the Torah describes the mitzvah of shofar in two ways. In Parshas Pinchas, Yom Trua, and in Parshas Emor, Zichron Trua. And the conclusion of the Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, is that what do I need two verses for? Why isn't one good enough? So the Jerusalem Talmud says, because when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, it's a Yom Truah, it's a day of blowing the shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's a Zikron Truah, it's only remembering. And that's why we understand, according to the Yerushalmi, why we need two different psukim, it's referring to two different days. However, according to the Bavli, our conclusion is that both psukim refer to during the week and on Shabbos. So we don't make that distinction. We say it's only a rabbinic distinction. The only reason we're not going to blow shofar this Shabbos is not because there's not a biblical mitzvah. There is. But our rabbis told us, Gzeira de Rabba, Rabba made a decree that in order that we don't come to carry the shofar, the lulav, etc., other things, so we say no shofar today. But on a biblical level, there is no difference between Shabbos and during the week. So therefore, Rav Soloveitchik asked the question, so according to the Jerusalem Talmud, I understand why I need two verses, two psukim. But according to the Bavli, that both psukim are talking about during the week and on Shabbos, so what do I need two verses for? And in fact, I guess take it out and check it out. So that's the question. Is according to the Yerushalmi, according to the Bavli, let me just point out, even though we don't accept the Yerushalmi completely, but as you'll notice, this Rosh Hashanah, we do accept to check the inside. You have to, I take the knife and then you can just put it back in if you want. For another five, I might need.
Yeah,
we're checking out the salmon. It's not, I mean, maybe some people like raw salmon. I'm not in that camp. So actually, we do make a distinction because, you know, this coming Shabbos in Yishmona Esrei, you're going to insert the words Zichron Trua. And this Sunday, you're going to insert the words Yom Trua. So we don't reject the Yerushalmi totally. You know, a davening, we still, because it still makes more sense, Yom Chua and Zichron Chua, so you'll notice that distinction between Shabbos and Sunday. But the question is, according to the Bavli, why do I need two psukim? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. I think he gave one of his Yortzeit shiurim. He used to give one, I think it was Gimel Shvat, Gimel Adar, I forget the date. He used to give it for his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And he used to give that one in Yiddish, because that's what he learned from his father. He learned from his father in Yiddish. In fact, he always used to give shiur in Yiddish until one day a person told him, you got to start speaking English because no one knows what's going on. But whether that was true or not, he did switch to English. But so for one Yortzeit shiur he gave in Yiddish, unfortunately, it was in 1967, I don't remember the year, but he lost in the same year, he lost his mother, his wife, and his brother, all in the same year. So he gave a Yortzeit shiur also. He gave, I think, so he added another Yortzeit shiur that year. But either way, so he explained, so he asked, according to the Bavli, what do we need to psukim? It's not teaching me two different days. So he explains as follows. He says, there's an appearing contradiction in the Rambam, Maimonides. In other words, how does Maimonides paskim? What do mitzvahs srichas kavana or mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana? Do mitzvahs require intent or mitzvahs do not require intent? In other words, it's a whole debate in the Talmud. And of course, I always like to explain, this is a post-facto debate. Everybody agrees before you do the mitzvah, you should have kavana. It's a legal question. If I did the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, do I have to repeat the mitzvah? It's just a legal issue. Everyone agrees beforehand you should do it. So there's an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. When it comes to Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam writes, mitzvahs require intent. You have to have in mind, the one blowing the shofar has to have in mind. Both you have to have kavana. And without that, it's a no-go. You will not get your mitzvah. So it seems to be from the Rambam and Hilchos Shofar, how does he paskin? Mitzvahs require intent. However, if you look at the Rambam and Hilchos Chametz Matzah, so the Rambam writes explicitly based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, someone puts a gun to your head and says, eat the matzah or I'm going to kill you. And you eat the matzah because you don't want to die. So the halacha is, even though you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah of matzah, you had kavana to save yourself or whatever, or you had no kavana, whatever your kavanas were, the Rambam paskins, you yotze your mitzvah of matzah. If he gave you the right matzah to eat, it's a go. So clearly from the Rambam and Hilchos Chametz Matzah, it seems to imply mitzvahs do not require intent. So we have an apparent contradiction. How do we reconcile? From the laws of matzah, it says mitzvahs don't require intent. But from the mitzvah of shofar, mitzvahs require intent. In other words, what is the rule and which one is the exception to the rule? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, he says, the rule is, the Rambam really paskins, mitzvahs do not require intent. Post facto, you don't have to repeat the mitzvah. So why does he change his mind when it comes to why is shofar different than matzah? Why is shofar different than other mitzvahs? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because usually we have two aspects to a mitzvah. We have what he calls, the briskers call, the maisa mitzvah, the physical act. The act of the mitzvah, I'll tell you the terminology and I'll explain it. The maisa mitzvah and as well the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik points out 90% of the time they go together. In other words, when I'm eating, when I'm chewing, swallowing the matzah, I'm doing the act and I'm getting the fulfillment. I take the four species, I shake it, the act and the fulfillment come together. That's usually the case. So when the act and the fulfillment come together, that's when mitzvahs ain't strichas kavana, because actions speak louder than words. In other words, that the acts are going to provide the kavana. However, when it comes to shofar is different, because as we'll see, according to the Rambam, let me just think about it for a second as I check out the salmon. I want you to be in deep thought.
If the person blowing the shofar does not have kavana, does the person who hear it still get credit for the listening?
Question.
What happened?
Question of
yes. But I won't ask that question.
What was the question? I didn't hear.
Interesting.
It's an interesting question, I know, but I want to
it's a bit like strange counterexamples.
I want to have an air of mystery to it. There could be a counterexample. Because of course then the point is if that were the case, then you could almost have a recording of the blowing of the shofar and the service.
What's the question? I didn't hear the question.
Oh, no, go on, please.
Right, so
Soloveitchik
explained that there's two parts. So when it comes to the mit, but it's usually two parts, the mice and the kiyum. When it comes to shofar, that it the mice and mitzvah is the tekiah, is the blowing of the shofar. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah isn't until later, until the Shmiya. In other words, it's by all other mitzvahs, all you need is the action, and then it creates the kiyum. But by shofar, it's not enough. By shofar, it's not enough just to be a yom trua, but it has to be a zichron, it has to be a turning inward, it has to have an impact. You can't just hear the shofar and leave and go walk away like nothing happened. Like the Rambam writes, even though shofar is a gzeiras hakasuv, but nevertheless, it's to wake us up from our deep slumber. And that's why the Rav Soloveitchik explained that really shofar is a din in tefillah. It's an inarticulate cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tefillah without words. And that's why he points out that, where do we blow the shofar, especially in Addis Israel, which is Nusach Sfard. When do they blow shofar? I don't know if they're doing this year, but generally, when do they blow shofar? During the silent Shmona Esrei of Musaf. Minhag Ashkenaz is we do it during Chazaras Hashatz, to repeat, but either way, why are we blowing shofar in the middle of Shmona Esrei? We don't shake lulav in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We don't eat matzah in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. It must be that shofar is a din in tefillah. Shofar is an inarticulate, it's part of tefillah, it's the essence of tefillah, and that's why we could bring a geographical proof that shofar is a din in tefillah, because you're doing it in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And that's why shofar needs kavana, because the Rambam writes, call tefillah below kavana eino tefillah. Any tefillah without kavana is a no-go. So therefore, shofar is no different, because shofar is a din in tefillah. And therefore, and he goes on to explain, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about, call shofros kosheros. All animal horns are kosher, chutz mishel para, except for a cow. Why is a cow no good? So the Gemara gives different reasons, but one of the reasons the Gemara is because we have a principle, ein kategar nase sanegar. The prosecutor can't be your defense lawyer. Like you have to have, it's a conflict of interest. You need two different people, one being the prosecutor and one being the defense lawyer, for instance. So the cow, we're asking for forgiveness on Rosh Hashanah for the cheda ego, for the sin of the golden calf. So how could I use the cow to ask for it? It brings up bad memories. So therefore, that's what the Gemara says. He wants to know that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur can't walk into the Holy of Holies with his gold garments on. Why? Because ein kategor nasa sanegar. How could you wear the gold from the golden sin of the golden calf? And then you're going to walk in and ask God for forgiveness. So the Gemara says, but, however, that's only in the Holy of Holies, but the Kohen Gadol does wear gold when he's outside. So what do we see? The Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar is limited to the Holy of Holies. So the question is, I checked, when we blow the shofar, we're not in the Holy of Holies. We'll be outside, we'll be in shul. So if we're saying Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar only applies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so why do we need, what's the problem with the shofar shopara? So the Gemara answers, because shofar is different. Zikron Kasi. That when we blow shofar, we're like in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like tefillah. We're kafuf, the shofar is bent over, then we dive and bent over and we face the east. That when we blow the shofar, it's like we're bringing a carbon. It's like we're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, even Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar applies even when we blow a shofar anywhere, because that's the power of the shofar. The shofar has the ability to connect to God even wherever we are. And in fact, and that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained, we have an that the Rashi writes, where the Gemara says, let's say you're stuck in the middle of nowhere. If you stay where you are, you don't have a magzer, and you don't have a shofar. So if you stay where you are, you're going to strike out. You'll get nothing. But there's you have a choice. There's two towns close by, but you only could go to one, because if you go to one, you can't go to the other one. One town has magzarim. The other town, you think, may have a shofar. You're not even 100% sure, but you think they're going to have a shofar. Which town do you go to? So the Gemara says, Pshita. It's obvious. You go to the town where the shofar is, or at least where you think the shofar is. Why?
Maybe.
Because shofar is da'oraisa, and the davening of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is only derabbanan. So the biblical beats out the rabbinical. That's what the Gemara says. So comes along the Mefarshim and say that Rashi in Emor, and perhaps in the Gemara as well, goes against this, because Rashi writes, what does Zichron Trua mean? Zichron Trua is reciting the Zichronos. When you dive in the Musaf Shemone Esrei, saying the Zichronos. So the question is, the Gemara just said, davening Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is only Darabanan. And Rashi's saying it's Daraisa. Rashi's saying Zichron True is, when you read the Psukim about remembering, that's a biblical mitzvah. So how do we reconcile? So Rav Soloveitchik said it's no contradiction. When does Rashi say it's biblical? That's when you're reading the Zichronos together with the kol shofar, together when you're blowing shofar. But the Gemara is talking about it's either or. If you go daven in that town, you're not going to have the shofar. Then it's only drabanan. That together, the kol shofar together with the davening raises it to a level of deraisa. That's what the Zichron Trua is. And that's where Rav Soloveitchik says that when it comes, why do we need two psukim? According to the Yerushalmi, it's talking about two different days. But according to Rav Soloveitchik, according to the Bavli, it's talking about two aspects of the shofar. There's the Yom Trua, there's the physical act, that's the Maisa Mitzvah. Usually they go hand in hand and that's enough. When it comes to shofar, it's not enough. Why? Because Mitzvah Strikas Kavana, shofar is a din in tefillah. Shofar has to be bent over. That's what we have to be bent over when we daven. Shofar is is we do in the middle of Shemona Esrei. It's a din in tefillah. And shofar does the din of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, even outside, because when we blow the shofar, it's like being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we can't use a shofar shopara. And that's the Gemara. Rashi only means it's biblical together with the kol shofar. But if we're not going to have the kol shofar, so therefore it's not going to be. And that's what the Rambam writes. Gzeiras HaKasavi, even though shofar is Gzeiras HaKasav, but Chazal tell us the purpose of the shofar is like an alarm clock. It's to wake us up from our deep slumber. And that's why we need Zichron, that's why we need both Sukkim, Yom Trua and Zichron Trua. Any questions?